Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Hello, and welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that provides independent and technology agnostic advice to help organizations through their digital transformation and technology innovation journeys. My name is Kyler Cheatham, and I am your host today. Thank you so much for joining us. In today's episode, we are going to go over how to select the best digital technologies for your organization. And joining me for this conversation is Michelle Wise, our senior manager here at Third Stage Consulting Group. It is her first time on our podcast as she is a newer member of our team. So thank you so much, Michelle, for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So Michelle, can you tell me a little bit about what it means to choose a new technology for your organization, or maybe why companies might want to look at getting a new system?
Companies using outdated technology or not utilizing technology properly may find that as they grow or become more complex, a strong technology platform will better enable them to succeed.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a ton of sense. I know a lot of the clients we work with here at Third Stage are kind of in that high growth type of phase within their business. So there's obviously a ton of technologies out there. Some can be really simple while others can be more on the complex side. What are some main considerations when selecting a new technology for your company?
It is important that companies look into the future, at least 3 to 5 years. And also at their current processes. That way, when they select a system, they can find one that meets their current needs as well as those needs that they will have in the future.
Absolutely. That future state is so important and that strategic alignment that I know you and your team help our clients go through here at Third Stage all the time. So is there a step-by-step process or methodology when it comes to software selection or figuring out how to choose the best option?
Absolutely. I mean, that is our bread and butter, as you know. Mm-hmm. but I'll break it down into 3 major steps, and I'm going to call them document, evaluate, and select. So what you want to do is document your current and future requirements and any major pain points that you have currently with the systems that you are using. Next, you would want to evaluate the technology solutions that are out there. Create a short list of those vendors. You don't want to be looking at more than possibly 3 at this point. And what you will do is you will list all of your requirements, send that to them, and then evaluate their answers. From there, some of them will be invited to do demonstrations. Each vendor is then evaluated on how they can meet your requirements and your business needs. And finally, you will select the software that best meets those needs, as I just said. However, no system is ever going to meet them all. That 80-20 rule that we all talk about a lot really applies to this step in the process. A system that can meet 80% of your needs is a good system.
Excellent. I love how you broke that down into those 3 steps. That was a great way to kind of describe that entire process, as I know it can kind of be complicated at times for a lot of our clients and a lot of our community here that listens to our podcast. So we talk a lot about ERP full systems or an ERP suite versus best of breed or bolt-on type of options. So how do you know if you need a full ERP system or a more of a best of breed CRM, HCM type of option?
When evaluating an ERP, which is a very large system, what you want to do is select a handful of processes that are most important to your organization and evaluate those against your needs. You also want to document needs in other processes, such as maybe, let's say, human resources. And as you look at the system, see if there are some of those needs that can also be met through the ERP. if it's close enough, I would say possibly try using the ERP for that process. If it is very different, that's when you would want to then break out into a best of breed for that particular process.
So, Michelle, what are the role of the requirements that you mentioned earlier in the episode within the software selection process?
Sure. I mean, that is one of the most important things, I believe, in this whole process. And they are there to help you determine which system best meets your needs. You want to document mostly the needs that make you different from all other companies out there or things that not all systems have. For example, let's talk about recruiting systems, just because that's where my experience is. Most of them will have at least one career portal. So you don't want that to be a requirement to have one career portal. Yeah. What makes you different could be that you need more than one portal. For example, one for professional staff, one for interns, one for internal staff. And you do not want to assume that all proposed solutions have that capability. So you would want to make that one of your requirements.
Excellent, Michelle. Thank you so much. That was great information. I know that competitive advantage that we talk about a lot too in that requirements building is so important. So we appreciate you taking us through that. We are going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Michelle and I are going to dig into some more granular best practices in selecting the best technology for your organization.
If you are aiming for transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, define their roadmaps, and manage their transformations. With offices in the US, Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. If you are embarking on a digital transformation or business change initiative, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstageconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Digital Stratosphere Podcast. I'm Kyler Cheatham speaking with Michelle Wise from Third Stage Consulting about how to select the best digital technologies for your organization. So let's jump back in, Michelle. Before the break, we kind of talked about the selection process and finding the best digital technologies for your organization. But I'd really like to dig into what companies need to consider prior to that technology. So can you take us through some aspects that our listeners should be thinking about if they are considering a new technology?
Sure. I think the first thing is a clear understanding of where you are going in the future and how this technology will help you going forward. This is a strategic alignment that needs to happen at the executive level. The next thing would be to identify if you have the resources, the time, and the money to do the project. Let me give you an example. If implementing an ERP, the implementation process can take up to 10 months, and it will require your key and most experienced employees to be a part of it. They will need to dedicate between 50 to 75% of their time to the project, and you will most likely need to backfill those positions until the project is over. So the organization really must be ready to make those commitments to the project for it to be successful.
That makes a lot of sense. Definitely that commitment is a huge piece of that. So I want to switch gears and talk a little bit about vendors when we're talking about the software selection process, because obviously they play a huge role and have a big influence over the project. So what should their role look like in the decision-making process for selecting a new technology?
Sure. I would say that first and foremost, you want to look for vendors that are really interested in understanding your business requirements and will help you understand how their software will help you with that. But you also want to manage the software vendors a little bit. If you don't, they may end up showing you what they want to show you and not what you need to see. This is why we create scripts for the vendors that specifically guide them through a demonstration of the areas that are important to you. We aim to have the vendors not only show you that they do something, but also how they do something.
That's great. I know that's, you know, a main role of our third stage stakeholders in that conversation or going through that process with our clients. So a lot of the team here talks a lot about analysis paralysis when it comes to software selection. Can you kind of take us through what that means exactly and how you might avoid it?
I think analysis paralysis comes when the people on the selection team are not confident in their knowledge of these systems, or various systems that they see all seem to do everything in your requirements list. So then it's hard to choose. I'll give you an example of one of my current clients. They decided to invite the top ERP systems to do a demo. They did not have requirements. They just let the vendors do the demo that they wanted. Once all those demos were over, they couldn't make a decision. Why? Because they didn't have anything to compare, you know, apples to apples, oranges to apples. They just didn't have anything quantitative to look at to see who won, right? So they hired us to help them through a full-on selection process. We've taken them through creating requirements, sending out RFPs, getting demos, and they're almost ready to make a decision. Now, the other thing is that by hiring someone like us who has experience with the software, we're able to learn about the companies and also help them make this decision. Even through our process, you may find that two systems are good enough, right? They both meet that 80%, maybe in a little bit of a different way. At that point, I would say you might want to start looking at the vendor's culture, possibly the vendor support structure or their implementation methodology. And sometimes those things is what will differentiate one over the other.
Yeah, that's so important too, that cultural fit. And speaking of culture, more from an internal lens, what are the role of maybe the executive leadership team in a software selection?
Well, every software selection project must have an executive sponsor. It needs an executive that strongly supports the project and helps the team communicate the importance of the project to the whole company. Without this buy-in from this executive sponsor, it will be very hard to get buy-in from the rest of the organization. When they see support coming from the top, employees are more likely to embrace the changes a new system will bring. The last thing that an executive can do is support the allocation of human resources to the project.
Excellent. I think that's so important to make sure that you do have not only the executive alignment right, but also the sponsor and the true leader of the project. So in diving a little bit deeper into culture, what is the role of change management when it comes to this side of technology transformations?
Sure. I think change management is all about communicating to the organization. You want to communicate your plans to mitigate the concerns your employees will have when making such a change. You will want to make sure your employees are aware of the project, who will be involved, and how this might affect them and the organization. I'll give you an example for one of the companies that I'm working with right now. Mm-hmm. They're looking at an upgrade to their current system or a completely new ERP. So they have made sure to communicate to their IT team that were they to select a different ERP, those individuals will get training on the new software and that no positions will be eliminated. So that's going to prevent them from losing some of these team members if they hadn't been communicated to, because maybe they're out looking for a new job thinking they're gonna lose their job. So all of this type of communication, training for your employees to help them use the software is really imperative, and that's what change management is.
Yeah, it sounds like that transparency from the top level down is really crucial to making sure your project is successful. Right. So thank you so much, Michelle. This was such a great conversation. We were so happy to have you today. Thank you for sharing all those great insights. If you had some recommendations for some additional resources for our listeners that might be interested in learning more about changing a digital transformation or digital technology, what would you recommend?
Sure. Well, we have the 2021 Digital Transformation Report out there. You can also visit our blog or watch our YouTube channel.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Michelle. Another fun fact that I wanted to share with our community that is pretty unique about you is you help us a lot with our business in Latin America. You're actually from Costa Rica yourself, so I thought it might be fun if you said hi to some of our Spanish-speaking community.
Hola a todos en Latinoamérica. Muchas gracias por escuchar este podcast. Si tienen alguna pregunta, por favor, contáctenme y me encantaría ayudarles.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Just a reminder that we put out new Digital Stratosphere podcast episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So please subscribe to our channel. My name is Kyler Cheatham, and we will see you next time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.